Welcome to our service for the Feast of the Transfiguration. We begin with Jan Struther's perennially popular hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness, to the lovely Irish tune, Slain. Our time of penitence. Father, you come to meet us when we return to you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, you died on the cross for our sins. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Holy Spirit, you convince us of sin and righteousness. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have done what we ought not to have done, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in life eternal, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now the collect for the Feast of the Transfiguration. Father in heaven, whose Son Jesus Christ was wonderfully transfigured before chosen witnesses upon the holy mountain, and spoke of the exodus he would accomplish at Jerusalem, give us strength so to hear his voice and bear our cross, that in the world to come we may see him as he is, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and for ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed from his presence. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched in the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with clouds of heaven. And he came to the Ancient One and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Luke chapter 9, beginning to read in the 28th verse. Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Peter did not know what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my Son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. And they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Good. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. One of my favourite English songwriters is a man called Bill Caddick. You probably won't have heard of him. He writes in what you might call a folk idiom, and most of his career was around folk clubs. Not least of what endears him to me is that he comes from my part of the world, the Black Country, near Wolverhampton somewhere, and his songs suggest that he's in touch with the Black Country Sunday School tradition. In cultural terms, the Black Country is perhaps the place most like South Wales in England. The nonconformist chapel tradition was enormous there, and just as in Wales, it bred especially a strong Sunday school tradition in chapels and in some Anglican churches for the children of the urban poor. One of the songs from those Sunday school days which Caddick refers to in one of his own songs is called Dare to be a Daniel. Our great nephew Daniel has been visiting with us this week, so he's had to put up with great uncle Matthew singing it to him again, but he bears it well. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, dare to have a purpose firm, and dare to make it known. The words refer, of course, to the early stories in the book of Daniel, where Daniel is a prisoner in the Babylonian court of Nebuchadnezzar, together with the other Jewish exiles, whom we remember by their Persian names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Phrases from those vivid stories still survive in our culture, usually in the language of the authorised version, of course. Daniel in the lion's den, Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego in the burning fiery furnace. But if you've ever said the writings on the wall, you are citing the story of Belshazzar's feast from the book of Daniel. And if you've ever read that someone has been weighed in the balance and found wanting, well, that is what the writing on the wall said to Belshazzar. Or if you've heard it said of some disappointing leader that he or she turned out to have feet of clay, it's because that was how they were in the statue in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, which Daniel alone could interpret. In the chapels of both South Wales and the Black Country, those stories took hold of the imagination of generations of our children, and our language still bears their mark. Less well known, perhaps, are passages from Daniel like the one set for our Old Testament reading today, because halfway through, the book of Daniel changes gear. The second half of the book is very different from the first. It's even written in a different language. Daniel chapters 1 to 6 are in Hebrew, but from chapter 7 onwards, it's written in Aramaic. It makes it precious first because it is the only part of our Bibles, Old Testament or New, written in the language which Jesus actually spoke. The New Testament is in Greek, but Jesus, we are almost certain, spoke Aramaic. The second half of the book of Daniel is also precious for a second reason, which comes directly from our reading in Daniel chapter 7 today. The book of Daniel gives us the name by which Jesus habitually spoke of himself. It's slightly obscured in this new translation, it's been neutered quite literally. We have the gender-neutral term, one like a human being. The original is one like a son of man. Son of man, ben Adam in Hebrew, same in Aramaic, seems to have been the term which Jesus habitually uses to speak of himself. It has two Old Testament antecedents. The first, as we see it here, is used of an apocalyptic figure in the book of Daniel, in what comes to be viewed as a messianic prophecy. The Son of Man is given a kingship which shall never be destroyed. Jesus seems to use the term in this sort of way when he says things like his words to Nathanael in John chapter 1. You will see the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. The other Old Testament antecedent of the phrase Son of Man is perhaps more mundane. It comes from the prophet Ezekiel. It seems to have here no particular prophetic content. It's just the form of address which the Lord uses when he speaks to the prophet. He calls him Ben-Adam, Son of Man. The Lord Jesus seems to use the term this way too, just in preference sometimes to saying I or me. For example, when he says things like, Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have their nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, and so on. It's a much more down-to-earth usage, quite literally. What we have to try to do when we consider the amazing story of the Transfiguration, which our Gospel reading is today, is to hold these two ideas of the Son of Man together. We were looking last week at Jesus' teaching in the parables. They nearly always have that down-to-earth feeling, with examples taken especially from the seed and the soil. The birds of the air is about as high as they fly. But we suggested too that Jesus taught in parables for a reason, because he wanted his hearers to work out for themselves that each of us carries within us the seed of our own immortality. In the encounter with Jesus, the secret of the kingdom of heaven is to be discovered within us and amongst us. The parables are Jesus' way of helping his hearers to work that out and own it for themselves. In the Transfiguration and in the Danielic picture of the apocalyptic Son of Man, we see a different picture. It's not now down to earth. We see the picture of Christ in all his glory. But we see also the glory of our own human condition. Just as in Daniel, so in the story of the Transfiguration, it is one like us who is transfused with light, a human being as we are. Without our realizing it, our language again betrays the biblical background here. When we say that the parables are down to earth, indeed, when we say that anyone is down to earth, we ask the implicit question, who was it that first came down to earth, and where did they come from? In Christ, the glory of God has come down to earth from heaven, as we say. We are made to live, and to live fully, in both these realms. In the presence of Christ, our own humdrum, down-to-earth existence is made special, made holy. Ours is not an escapist faith. We are not marking time down here on earth until our souls can escape to heaven. Jesus said, I am come that they may have life in all its fullness. We are given life in all its fullness now. To be lived in all its fullness now, in relationship with this amazing planet, the amazing creatures which inhabit it, and above all, with our fellow human beings, who share with us, within themselves, the glory that belongs to all of us, and which is made manifest for a fleeting moment in the Transfiguration. This is my Son, my chosen one, says the voice from heaven to the befogged disciples. He is indeed the Son of God, but he is also the Son of Man. So are you, and so am I, children of humanity and children of God. This is the inheritance to which Christ makes us his fellow heirs. Amen.
Precious silver, purify me.
Now it's time for our prayers. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. En ta darhanoiten yn yfoedd sancteiddia dy enw, dy led dy dernas gwnelo dy wychlis, megis yn y nef fechli ar y ddear hefyd. Dyna ni heddiw ein bar y beinyddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion fel y maddewn ni na ein dyledwyr, ac nac arwain ni y brofedigaeth, eithi gwared ni rhag drwg, can i seitho ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu a'r gogoniant. Yn oes oes oedd. Amen. We continue with our prayers of intercession. Let us pray. We pray, Father, for our now retired Bishop Joanna and her family as they move to Cornwall to be in a new phase of life and ministry. Bless and keep her, heal her, we pray. We pray for our Archdeacon Aileen, our Area Dean John, for Judith and all our clergy, for Dylan, and we remember also David Tizard. We pray for those with responsibility for choosing the new bishop, that they may be guided by the Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Father, for all the churches of our parish, especially for those in Llangrannog and Newquay, Pembrin, Llangrannog and Llantysilio, Newquay, Llanina and Cross Inn. We pray for our life and ministry. We pray for wisdom to know the way ahead. We thank you for the faithful service of so many brothers and sisters who keep the witness of our churches alive in difficult times. Bless their ministry, we pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We see the holiday makers flocking to our parishes now. We pray your blessing upon them, Lord, for rest and refreshment. We pray as ever that for some, their holidays might be holy days, that as well as mental, physical rest, they would find also spiritual refreshment here amongst us. We pray for those who in this holiday season will visit those churches which we are able to keep open, at Llangrannog and Llanina and Llantysilio. Bless the ministry of our buildings as people find quiet and peacefulness within them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray, Lord, for our troubled world, and we pray most especially at this time for peace. We pray for peace in Ukraine, in all those places in the world where there is conflict and oppression. We remember also peoples who suffer in famine, and as the news about our climate in this last month is that the world has been the hottest it's been, the oceans the hottest they have been. And as climate change so poorly affects the poorest, in sub-Saharan Africa especially, we pray, Lord, for wisdom for all those who make policy to ameliorate the consequences of climate change and to do what we can to stop it getting worse. Bless our governments and all who work for change. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We remember before you those known to us who are ill, those who are struggling in their relationships, in their work, those who are lonely or depressed. We pray especially for our young people, for the many who suffer from anxiety and depression, the increasing number who suffer from different kinds of disability, for example, in the autism range. And we pray wisdom for those who seek to help them and for the parents who care for them. Bless them, Lord, and keep them and help them to better times. Remember those known to us who are in particular need of our prayers and ask your blessing upon them as we conclude our prayers with the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Takes the humble part and
May the love of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.